We are living in a surveillance state. Whether you live in a city or a suburb, you probably can't even walk 5 blocks in any direction without some kind of security camera recording you. And this is especially true if you are driving a vehicle. There are companies dedicated to tracking every vehicle's movement, like Flock, that have AI-powered license plate readers, and they have contracts with thousands of cities across this country to set up these readers on busy streets to track where every citizen's vehicle goes and when they go. These cameras are supposed to be a crime deterrent, and I do think that they work to some extent. I couldn't help but notice, since Halloween just passed, that petty vandalism, things like smashing jack-o'-lanterns and teepeeing houses, seem to occur a lot less often in this neighborhood than when I was growing up. But tyrants will use these cameras maliciously to create fake criminal cases against you, even when you have done nothing wrong. I stumbled upon this video that was recorded by a woman named Krisana's doorbell camera, and it shows a police sergeant confronting her at her home about a package theft that he supposedly has a mountain of evidence for, showing that she was the thief. Let me go ahead and show you how this interaction goes.
Hi there, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. My name is Sergeant Jamie Millen with the Columbine Valley Police Department.
Okay.
You know where Columbine Valley is?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. We cover the town of Beaumont, about 50 feet down.
Okay.
You know why I'm here?
No.
Okay. You drive through the town of quite often?
Nope.
You don't?
No, I work from home.
Okay. You know we have cameras in that town, and you can't get a breath of fresh air in or out of that place without us knowing, correct?
Okay.
Okay. Just as an example,
okay.
You say you don't drive there, but you've been driven through, what, 20 times this month?
Probably my husband or I.
Okay, but this is you, right?
Both of us, yes. We both drive the same vehicle.
Okay, so you have no idea, you're going to stand by, you don't know why I'm here.
I know.
Okay.
So the sergeant has video, or I'm guessing a still image from a video of Krisana driving the car in the area that the crime was committed, and claims that she drives through there a lot. They've recorded her at least 20 times driving through that area in the past month. And Krisana actually linked to a post that the Columbine Valley Police Department had made saying to be on the lookout for her vehicle, the green Rivian truck, which was supposedly involved in a package theft between 11:50 and 12:10 p.m. in the area of Yellowstone and Ridge Trail. And the police actually posted this a week and a half after this recorded interaction because they were still trying to build their case despite exonerating evidence having been brought forward and them starting to realize that they did not actually have a whole lot of evidence proving that she did this crime. But they were still trying to double down and charge her at this point. Now, if you look at this neighborhood, first of all, it's right outside of Denver, okay? This isn't such a small town where you could stand on a street corner and not see a car drive by for hours, or, you know, I don't think you would expect only people in that neighborhood to drive by and only drive by at designated times. And if they go outside of that designated drive-by time, then clearly they're up to no good. I mean, no, it's got to be a relatively busy neighborhood. There's a few recreational things nearby. There's an interstate highway nearby, and there's these two streets, they're kind of on the outside of the neighborhood. So the point is, a lot of people probably drive by, and unbeknownst to the drivers, there may or may not be unrelated crimes taking place at the time that they drive past. But this police sergeant, he supposedly has evidence that makes him 100% sure that she committed this crime. Let's continue watching.
There was a theft of a package from on Tuesday. Like I said, we have cameras everywhere in that town. You can't get a breath of fresh air in or out without us knowing.
Right.
You know the quality on the camera doorbell you have.
Yep.
I've got that on my phone right now, you taking that package.
Where is this place?
I just told you.
I don't know what it is.
Okay. I have you on camera.
Okay.
You taking a package and walking away. Is there any reason why you would have done that?
Nope.
Do you know anyone that lives on?
No.
Okay, well then I'll make this easy. Since you're just going to deny it, I'm going to issue you a summons that you'll be showing up in court in Jefferson County.
Well, can I see this video?
If you go to court, you can. If you're going to deny it, I'm not going to extend you any courtesy. If you're going to lie to me, I'm not going to extend you any courtesy. I just told you what I have. You're going to deny it. You told me you weren't in the comic book mark. I have you roughly 20 times. I was in there.
I drive through there, but don't drive through there that often.
You work from home. So I'm not going to argue with you. It'll all be on the summons. You will be showing up in Jefferson County Court, which is 100 Jefferson County Parkway in Golden, Colorado, on Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025 at 8:30 a.m. I will give you a copy of this, and your court date will be set then. Any other information will be on the back of this. You will be getting this copy right here. Make sure it's all legible.
What day did this occur?
It occurred on Tuesday the 22nd. You were in town from 11:52 until 12:09, exactly. Like I said, nothing gets in or out of the town without us knowing.
11:52 a.m.?
Yes.
The second. See, I need my phone and all this crap to know what day it is.
I can show you. And here's when you left at 12:09. That's when you left town.
To get from...
No, to stop at...
Wait a minute.
And take a package.
No, I need to find where this is. Yes, there is. I need to know where this is.
It doesn't matter. I'll be giving this all to you. If you're going to deny it to me,
yes?
I am not going to help you with any courtesy.
I'm just guaranteeing you, if there's any time driving through Beaumont,
yeah,
it would be for me going to work and coming home from work, and that is it.
Driving the Rivian on Tuesday in the middle of the afternoon.
Oh,
Tuesday?
Where is that registrar?
Tuesday. So here is your copy.
Only time on Tuesday.
Kind of funny because we have cameras on our truck, so we can show you exactly where we were.
Well, I already know where you were.
Yeah.
I have it on camera. I have you on camera walking up, ringing the doorbell, taking the package, and literally running away. You on camera doing this.
So now this police officer claims that he actually has her on video, clear as day, stealing the package. Not just her driving her truck by an area where the package was claimed, but she walks up, takes the package, and he's got her dead to rights. But of course, he's not going to show her this video or this evidence because he doesn't like her attitude. He doesn't like that she's lying. Yeah, I'm going to call bullshit, okay? Cops are legally allowed to lie to you about what evidence they have, and it's usually par for the course for them to do this because oftentimes the police actually have inadequate evidence to make their case, and they either need to get a confession from the suspect or they have to try to get the suspect to tell a conflicting story in order to weaken their alibi, you know, their excuse in court. And you can actually see the cop try to do this where he twists her statement about working from home into some kind of denial that she's ever driven down this street, which of course he has evidence that she has driven down the street. So maybe if he can discredit her that way, he can also try to discredit her denial about the theft. So then the husband gets involved because he uses the truck as well, and they realize together, wait, we have a Rivian. We have a vehicle with cameras all over it. Maybe we can find some evidence that will exonerate us, but the cop isn't hearing any of it. He wants to pursue this charge against this woman. But luckily, Krisana, along with her husband and their attorney, were able to put together a better case than the police and got them to drop the charges. The best exonerating evidence here, besides the Rivian, of course, recording everywhere it goes, is the video of who the cop claimed to be Krisana stealing this package. She actually found it herself on the Nextdoor app, and sure enough, this suspected thief on the right looks nothing like Krisana Elser on the left. They've got a different nose, different cheekbones. Krisana looks maybe 10 years older, no offense. And, you know, if this cop wasn't so blinded by his ego, maybe he could have brought up this still image that he supposedly had on his phone, or, you know, maybe the entire video from the Nextdoor app, and looked at it side by side to Krisana and said, yeah, you know what, this lady doesn't look that much like you. I mean, maybe do you have a younger sister with a hook nose by any chance? And, you know, this is a case where the victim of a police officer or department that wanted to pursue false charges actually had the resources to fight it. A family attorney who probably helped them build the case and get the video from the Nextdoor app, a new vehicle that's covered in cameras that both her and her husband know how to operate. But there's countless cases where things do not go as well for the victims of false charges. The vast majority of court cases end in plea deals, and obviously there's a lot of times that real criminals are taking these plea deals, but a lot of people just don't have the resources or the mindset to build a case to try to exonerate themselves like this woman did here. Or the charges that they're facing, if they lost a court case, are so severe that they would rather just take the plea deal and spend, you know, maybe a few weeks or a few months in prison than several decades. So because the state is constantly recording you, often with the intent of extracting wealth out of you through fines, which is probably what Chrisanna would have faced if she was found guilty of stealing a $25 package. That's what all of this was over. Because you're being filmed with that intent, you really need to film yourself with the intent of proving your own innocence. Okay, you're always going to have an easier access to your videos that you record on your devices than the ones that the state records. And they also tend to be very slow with FOIA requests, for example, with things like body cam footage when their officers are doing something wrong. And sometimes, like with the Epstein jail cell recording, parts of the video just mysteriously go missing. So make sure you keep yourself in frame and stay safe out there.